Hi, this is Amrita Sukumar, and I'm bringing to you this podcast called Unsettling. Look around you. Everyone is trying to create their own story. Make a tiny change in someone's life by just following their passion, and in turn, inspiring the others to follow suit. This podcast brings to you stories of people who have defied the definition of settled set by the society and have created their own. They have found happiness in their version of settling.
Yours.
Storytelling is the most powerful way to put ideas into this world. Today, I have with me someone who left the corporate world to tell the stories of entrepreneurs and in the process became an entrepreneur of stories himself. Over the past 3 years since the launch of his venture, he has grown as a brand and as a person, and is here with us to share his own personal story. I would like to welcome today's unsettler and the founder of the Entrepreneurs of India, Arjun Jani. Hi, Arjun. How are you?
Hi, Amrita. I'm good. How about you?
I'm alive and well.
First of all, that was the best introduction anybody could give, you know, on me. Maybe it matches an introducer part also. Thank you for that. It means a lot.
मैं भेज देती हूँ तो सबको तुम यही फॉरवर्ड करना आगे से।
I you always help me with the content यार।
Yeah. This is I'll help you out. I'll send you this. You can next time someone asks you please bio भेजना अर्जुन तो यही फॉरवर्ड कर देना सबको।
I'll just send them this clip. कि भाई उस दिन this happened. This is the best introduction anybody could give and this is what we do and this is what we've come.
Yes, done.
Yep.
So welcome to the Unsettling Podcast. Ab season 3 shuru ho raha hai and I mean, how better to start this journey other than talking about stories? So how did you decide that, you know, I want to quit this corporate world and get into the world of storytelling? When did the switch happen in your brain?
Okay. So I think the answers start much before, when I left my job and, I thought of starting my own business. I think it started when I was a kid, when I was in school, and I would never do things that never made sense to me. You know, whether it made sense to someone else, it's okay. But if it doesn't make any sense to me, I won't do it. Mm-hmm. For example, everybody used to have 5, 6 notebooks in their bag and, their textbook separately. So, मैं क्या करता था ना, मैं एक ही टेक्सटबुक लेके जाता था, एक ही नोटबुक लेके जाता था, बिकॉज मुझे लगता था कि ये पहले खत्म हो फिर मैं दूसरा नोटबुक लेके जाऊँ. व्हाई शुड आई कैरी अननेसेसरी दिस
बर्डन.
या एंड फिर क्या ज्यादा से क्या होगा, टीचर को गिव मी रिमार्क, ज्यादा से डांटेगी थोड़ा, ठीक है जाने दो, तो मैं अननेसेसरी लोड लेके मैं नहीं जाने वाला. सो दिस इज हाउ आई वाज सिंस द बिगिनिंग. एंड इवन ड्यूरिंग द एग्जाम, अगर एग्जाम कल है ना तो मैं कल ही पढ़ूंगा. आई वॉज लाइक दैट. So okay. That time it did not make any sense to me. Tabhi bahut dark padti thi. But right now I think that same thing has helped me a lot. Because when I was doing a job, so by the way I learned Japanese because I always wanted to do business and I thought that learning Japanese might create opportunities for me to, do some business in the future, which I have not explored yet. But then once I graduated from commerce and once I completed 2 levels of Japanese out of 5, I got a job. I was really happy that I could get a job. Kabhi socha hi nahi tha ki I'll also do something, Because nobody treated me as you are something. Or even in school, my pet name was Hopeless Teacher. And even in college, I don't think anybody would, Matlab mere ko khud bhi bharosa nahi tha, so how can I expect others to believe? Still, I got a job and I was very happy about it. But then after a few months, I realized that, they're calling at 8:30 in the morning. Okay, which is okay. Nothing wrong in that. They're asking you ki aise shirt pehno, aise kapde pehno, you have to come. And I'm okay with going at 8:30, but if you call me at 8:30 and if you don't give me any work or if the work is only for 2 to 3 hours,
correct,
I don't feel like waking up early and, going there.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, same thing, you have to wake up early and make them late work, so it is a late mark. And then they'll cut your salary and all that stuff. So mujhe acha nahi lagta tha. So I thought that this is not, I cannot spend the rest of my life like this. Just by, because if there is no work, then why should I wake up early? that's exactly how I used to think. So then they had, these were very smart people in my company. So they had a contract for 1 year, so you can't leave the company, before 1 year. So mujhe laga ki galti kar diya, I should not have signed that contract. But then I waited for 1 year and finally it was Independence Day and I was very happy. बट दैट एक्सपीरियंस ना मेरा अपार्ट फ्रॉम माय वर्क में बहुत सारी चीजें सीखता था. आई मेरा ना पूरे ऑफिस में सबका फ्रेंड था. आई न्यू व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन इन द सॉफ्टवेयर डिपार्टमेंट, आई न्यू व्हाट इज गोइंग इन अकाउंट डिपार्टमेंट. कोई बोलता कुछ एजुकेशन का काम करे तो मुझे मालूम है, शायद उनके कलीग को नहीं मालूम होगा, बिकॉज आई कम्युनिकेट विद एवरी सिंगल पर्सन.
करेक्ट.
और मैं ना देखता था कि यार ये लोग जो फाउंडर है, हाउ आर दे रनिंग द कंपनी, व्हाट आर दे डूइंग सो डिफरेंट, व्हाई आर दे सिटिंग देयर इन द केबिन, व्हाई एम आई सिटिंग हियर, यू नो व्हाट्स द डिफरेंस, व्हाई आर थिंग्स द वे दे आर. सो आई हैड दिस क्यूरियोसिटी बिकॉज बहुत टाइम था, वर्कलोड ज्यादा नहीं होता था, ओनली ऑन मंथ एंड यूजुअली वी हैव सो मच वर्क, बट अदरवाइज देयर वाज सो मच फ्री टाइम दैट वी हैड, एंड आई वाज वेरी क्यूरियस टू नो. सो दिस इज व्हाट आई यूज्ड टू थिंक. And I told myself that job is something I don't think, unless I have to do it, I won't do it.
Correct.
And I was always a curiosity-driven person. Mujhe har baar achha lagta tha ki, you know, to explore, to try out new things. And this one day, Amrita, it was in 2000. So I was preparing for my third level of exam, which was very difficult in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
So I was just, because main 3 baar fail hua tha, and this was the 4th time I was doing.
Okay.
So us din I was just sitting alone, like every day, even I spent 2 to 3 hours every day with myself.
Mm-hmm.
That day I was sitting alone. I was watching people walk by on the road, and I was wondering why people are the way they are.
Right.
This was the question that I asked, and I was very curious to know, you know, if somebody is tired, why are they tired? If someone is happy, why are they happy? If someone is sad, why are they sad? Mm-hmm. If someone feels successful, why do they feel that same way? If somebody feels that they're not good for anything, why do they feel that way? You know, there must be some reason, or at least there must be some version of their answer. मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि इसलिए मैं ऐसा हूँ. But I can't just go on the road and ask them, otherwise they would slap me. क्या रे, क्या कुछ भी पूछेगा क्या? It's like that. So I thought, okay, I need to find a professional way to, you know, get those answers from these people. So I thought, why not share it with everyone? What is the problem? If I want to know, there might be people who also want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why people are the way they are. And coming from a business family, I've always seen my father talking business. Even my brother is a businessman. Even I wanted to be one. So I thought, why not cater to entrepreneurs? Because entrepreneurs are leaders who chose not to take the job, but to give.
Correct.
In the long run. So I thought, chalo, aisa kuch karte. So I waited for a few months until my third level of exam ended.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started. I did not know how I will make money. I did not have any plans to make money, at least in the मुझे खाली इतना पता था कि इफ इट ग्रोस द वे आई थिंक इट ग्रोस मनी विल ऑटोमेटिकली कम. हाउ आई डोंट नो, बट इट विल कम. इफ देयर आर पीपल इन्वॉल्वड इन इट आई विल मेक मनी, आई नो दैट. सो आई स्टार्टेड गोइंग शॉप टू शॉप लिटरली. मोस्ट ऑफ देम यूज्ड टू थिंक आई एम सेलिंग क्रेडिट कार्ड, व्हिच आई वाज नॉट. बट देन मैं बोलता था कि सर मेरा ना ऐसा आइडिया है, मैं इंटरव्यू लेता हूँ और मैं आपकी स्टोरी छापूंगा, हमारे सोशल मीडिया में डालेंगे, यू नो दिस दैट. And they, you know, out of 10 people, at least 2 to 3 used to say yes. Oh, mujhe bahut acha lagta tha. I used to sit there for like 30 minutes, 1 hour. I used to talk to them. You know, I've seen people cry while sharing their stories. Some of them told me ki, because of my work, I could not give time to my children. Something that I felt was, unke mujhe aisa lagta tha ki they did not have anyone to listen to their life. And I was the one who got an opportunity to listen to them. So, unko bhi bada acha lagta tha. यार देखो कोई सुन रहा है, कोई लिटरली आया है हमारी बातें सुनने, कोई आया है, यू नो दे जस्ट. तो मुझे अच्छा लगा, जस्ट लाइक व्हाट यू आर डूइंग राइट नाउ, इट्स अ वंडरफुल थिंग. सो दैट गिव मी दैट सैटिस्फैक्शन आल्सो, इट गिव मी गुड स्लीप इफ नॉट मनी इन द इनिशियल डेज. एंड देन इवेंचुअली वी स्टार्टेड शेयरिंग वन स्टोरी एवरी डे. आई यूज्ड टू राइट, आई यूज्ड टू डू एवरीथिंग. दैट वाज द बेस्ट ईयर, द फर्स्ट ईयर वाज द बेस्ट ईयर बिकॉज़ आई यूज्ड टू लर्न सो मच. आई हैड नो मनी बट आई लर्न सो मच. And then eventually it started growing. फिर मुझे लगा कि यार अगर मेरे को, if I have to focus on the revenue generation also, I have to get out of the content writing part, I have to get out of, you know, social media part and this that, and I need to, you know, get better people on board who can do that job much better than me.
Correct.
So I can focus on getting business. So धीरे-धीरे we expanded. Today we have a small team of 12 people who are working from across India. We have our third magazine coming on. On 28th June, it's just like 7 days across. Next week, we're launching it. And the next month, we have our upcoming new series of magazine for women premiere. So things are looking really nice. And this is how it started. And I think that it was always in me. Jaise maine bola na, bachpan mein, if I don't want to take that extra notebook, I won't take it. if I personally feel that, you know, if you're making me do things that doesn't make any sense to me, I won't do that.
Yeah.
So I think that attitude drove me towards starting my company.
Agreed. So you were very curious about knowing what is happening in everyone's world. And you started very small. You started just because you were a curious kid. And now it's like a company of people, you know, it's actually a network of people who know you really well, who want to be associated with you. And it's wonderful to see, you know, the kind of energy everybody brings into the room when everyone meets up or are together, because I've had the opportunity to, you know, host a few shows for you as well. And it has been amazing, the energy.
Just so everybody knows, everybody is listening right now, I just want to tell them that ye jo hum log baatein kar rahe hain, hum log bahut baatein karte hain. This is just that we are recording it right now. That's all. We are really good friends. We talk very often. Amrita has a great contribution to my company. And I hope I have tried to, you know, help her in whatever best extent I have. But we are good friends. And this is just another conversation for us. It is just that we are recording it. And I'm thankful for Amrita for inviting me. I've seen personalities in Amrita's, you know, extraordinary personalities. People who have done something out of the box. And I always listen to all the things that all the guests have to say. And of course, Amrita herself is a big inspiration. Amrita, thank you so much. And thank you so much for being in my life. Yeah, you've been a great contributor. I can't imagine my company being at this position without your contribution.
It's all you. It's all you. I think people have just come into your life, helped you out here and there. And thank you for appreciating my work as well.
You are a professional. I look up to you.
That's very sweet of you, man. Okay, so you spoke a lot about storytelling, and you know, you spoke about starting out, and then now you have three magazines which you are publishing. So you know, as an entrepreneur, I understand that, you know, you come from a background of entrepreneurs, but this is something new, right? This is something no one has done, at least in your family or anyone around you. So when you started out, I'm sure you were very confused and you didn't know how to scale this up. And now you have some semblance of a structure in place where you know that, you know, this is on autopilot, and this is from, you know, this is a place from where revenue is coming in. So can you tell us, how did you formulate that structure and how is it functioning now?
Long story short, it is trial and error.
Right. You know?
But I'll come into detail how exactly it is trial and error. So just before starting, na, mujhe ek cheez pata tha that whether it's like, you know, it's like when you do a professional course, there is no guarantee. If you're doing MBA, if you're doing any professional course, there is no guarantee that you will get a job.
Correct.
But you invest your time, you invest your money, expecting that good returns will come from it. Whether that happens, that doesn't happen, nobody knows. But at that point, you believe that that is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. For me, this was exactly like that, only there was no certification going on in this. So I wanted to invest my time. I had a target of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not able to make any money for 2 years. I need to change the business.
Right.
And, you know, so this is what I thought. And I thought that, you know, okay, it's an investment of time. And mm-hmm. it's an investment of money also, which was given to me by my parents, of course, because I'm staying at their place right now. So thanks to the family. But I think that was an investment in the right place, you know, without any expectation, big expectations in return. But I think this time, I feel so lucky that I had no money that time. Because all the big things that I learned today, which are actually a valuable part of my company, the way we operate, the way we build our culture amongst all the, you know, team, and the way we get anything done. I had never read a single magazine in my entire life, believe it or not.
Right.
But then I don't know from where that idea came into my mind to sell a magazine called it. And it came out really nice. And I don't know how we did it, thanks to the team, you know. But I think that culture, that comfort that we give them, that having an open mind, or, you know, giving the authority of deciding how it should be to the team, that's how they're able to perform. And I think the credit goes to the team itself.
Right.
But I think all these things happened because I had no money.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get down to get all these things done myself. Because if I had any money, I would not be able to do so much attention or so much details. So that was there. And this one, like I said, I tried so many things there. You know it better than me. We had done this investment summit where we invited investors, and we invited startups, and we had a campaign going on and this and that. And then you helped me out with the, you know, event structure. You were the host. You did it wonderfully. We organized one award show, which was totally from our company. One was in collaboration with another company, Growing Buddies. So many little things. We did Story Frame, which we still sell actually. You know, there we have this story shared. So we frame it and we send it to them. इट वाज वन ऑफ आवर इनिशिएटिव. ऐसे कितने सारे चीज किए जो इतने अच्छे से नहीं चले, यू नो, बट वेल इट वाज ओके. इट वाज फॉर मी, इट वाज ऑल अबाउट व्हाट डिड आई लर्न, हाउ डू पीपल रिएक्ट. इट्स ऑल अबाउट साइकोलॉजी.
करेक्ट.
मतलब ऐसा करने से ऐसा रिजल्ट आएगा, ऐसा करने से ऐसा रिजल्ट आएगा. इफ यू पोर्ट्रे दिस, इफ यू पुट इट दिस a thing in a certain way, this is the kind of result that you'll be getting.
Right.
And you do it until you find that right, you know, ab ye acha chal raha hai, so let us focus
continue
on that.
Continue with that.
Let us do that even more exactly until it's autopilot and I can think of doing something.
Right.
Like that. So it was trial and error, trial and error, trial and error. Yeah. But it was worth my investment of time, worth my investment of whatever little money I invested in the company.
Okay, so just to reiterate for the listeners, so what he is saying that, you know, he has done a lot of trial and error and he came up with new ideas every single time. He used to bounce it off all the friends and mentors that he had. Then he used to try it out. Chala to chala, nahi chala to nahi chala. Like, just trial. If it worked, then he invests more time in it, more energy, more money, whatever he has, bootstrapping as much as possible. Yeah. And once it hits home, he makes sure that, you know, he puts in more effort in the thing that is hitting home. So that is how the structure formulated till now. Some structures worked, some didn't work, but he made sure that, you know, he's not quitting whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
I hope I have summarized what he
most
saying.
No. Most of things did not work. Some of things worked. Some of the things worked, and I focus more on those. Some of the things that worked, then we do it even more.
Award shows, there was a Shark Tank sort of event. There was also a story frame. We had done a lot of things.
We had a networking group. Yeah, it was a wonderful networking group. Only it was not generating that much revenue as I thought it would be. In return, it was taking a lot of my time. I think you were always there in the group itself. But then I thought it's taking too much time and it's not going to run. So many things, yaar, mere ko yaad bhi nahi itna chhota chhota cheez maine kiya tha. But it was so much fun. Mujhe bahut maza aata tha. That curiosity na, chalna ye karke dekhte hain, aisa try karke dekhte hain, kya hota hai, dekhte kya aayega, jab fail ho jaye.
Barabar.
Fir kya? Let us try something else. I'll learn something. I'll do something else. That's all.
That's how you have worked. Nice. I want to ask you, while we were talking about trial and error, did it ever happen to you that, you know, you reached a point of failure and you felt, nahi yaar, abhi iske aage nahi. Matlab, shayad ye chal nahi raha hai, I should try something else. Had this thought come to your head ever?
Yeah, of course. That's a very common thing every entrepreneur goes through. I think it's as common as can be. I know it because I've taken over 600 interviews on telephone. Oh. I've spent hours and hours trying to understand how business works, what is the mindset of an entrepreneur, how do they reach a certain level. I've met, startups who just started their startup just a week ago, and I've met entrepreneurs who have literally 60 crores of turnover every year. So I know the mindset, it's all about the psychology. Like, the reality remains the same. We all have our versions of reality. Mujhe aisa lagta hai ki aisa hai. I don't know whether I'm right or wrong.
Right.
You know, so everybody has their own version of reality and they also have their own version of reality. But they are able to see the reality in such a way that it is working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
Correct.
And it's working for them in the right way. That's why things are happening the way they want. If they're able to generate 50-60 crores of money every single year, something is going terribly right.
Right.
So what is that right thing that you can only know what is inside that particular entrepreneur's mind? There are brilliant story sharing platforms and I look up to all these people, but this is how you learn.
Right.
But I never did I feel ki yaar chalo company band kar dunga. Never. And I don't think it will ever happen also.
Yeah, I'm
not until I'm 60, 70 someday.
If it's going well, then I think you should continue, definitely. So, well, coming to the point, you just mentioned you took around 600 interviews over phone call. I guess after a point, you realize that there are certain questions you can ask to get certain kind of reactions from people. So is there any, you know, particular questionnaire, like a generic questionnaire that you remember that you can share with the audience, someone who just wants to maybe become your competitor, as you said?
Yeah, of course, of course. So there is a certain thing that I really realized.
Yeah.
I'll answer your question.
Sure.
मेरे केस में कैसा था ना, दे ऑल वर कॉन्शियस इनफ टू नो कि ये स्टोरी कहीं पे छपने वाली है. दिस इज नॉट द कैजुअल कन्वर्सेशन, दिस इज गोइंग टू गो समवेयर एंड पीपल आर गोइंग टू रीड अबाउट इट. इन ऑलमोस्ट 90-95% ऑफ द केसेस अमृता, पीपल वुड पोर्ट्रे फेलियर एज इफ इट वाज अ थिंग ऑफ द पास्ट. राइट नाउ आई एम हैविंग सक्सेस ओनली, ऐसा बोलते थे. वेदर दे आर एक्चुअली हैविंग ऑर नॉट, दैट्स अ डिफरेंट स्टोरी. तो कहीं ना वो लोग मुझे पूरी चीज नहीं बता देंगे. You know whether they will not talk about failure at all, or even if they're talking about failure, it has to end in a nice
very
note.
Nice note. Yeah.
Abhi to sab sahi chal raha hai, abhi to ekdam aisa mat chal raha hai, you know. So wo mujhe lagta tha ki, but because wo bhi apne jagah se ye unko bhi marketing karni, because if you are talking about your company and if people are going to read your article anyway, it is marketing for you, you know. So wo marketing galat na ho, ठीक है, the failure happened, but then now it's good, so whatever that. तो उसके लिए ना मुझे सोच समझ के पूछना पड़ता था. यार मैं ऐसा पूछूंगा, अब मैं उसको बोलूंगा कि यार अभी तुम लोग कौन सा कुछ बहुत बड़ा कर रहे हो. यू नो आई फील दैट वी आर नॉट डूइंग एनीथिंग बिग, आई जेन्युइनली से दैट. मुझे नहीं लगता हम लोग कुछ बहुत बड़ा कर रहे हैं. व्हाटएवर बेस्ट कैपेसिटी यू आर एबल टू, वी आर हैप्पी फ्रॉम दैट. अदर द वर्ल्ड सीज इज अ सक्सेस ऑफ फेलियर, इट डजंट मैटर. वी आर हैप्पी अबाउट व्हाटएवर वी आर डूइंग, बट अदर पर्सन डजंट थिंक दैट वे मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम. यू नो दे वर एक्सेप्टिंग. ओके, देयर आर फ्यू थिंग्स दैट यू नो मोस्ट पीपल डोंट सी फेलियर एज अ गुड थिंग.
राइट.
Which is wrong. And मुझे एक हम लोग एक दिन ऐसे बात कर रहे थे, I was talking to this particular person. So he told me कि इसका root cause भी is our education system. अगर आप क्लास में सेकंड भी आए ना, कोई ये नहीं बोलेगा कि यार 30 लोगों के 30 बच्चों में तुम सेकंड आए. वो बोलेगा तू सेकंड कैसे आया. So that kills. And business is totally opposite. Business is finding success in failures, in all the failures that you have. तो अगर तुम पहले से सोच के आए हो कि यार मैं करूंगा तो सक्सेस ही होगा, वरना करना ही नहीं है, तो यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू ट्राई एनीथिंग न्यू लाइक दैट. तो मुझे स्टार्टिंग में जो यंग होते थे ना, उन लोगों को लगता था कि एक तो मैं ही भगवान पैदा हुआ हूँ, मैं बिजनेस में हाथ लगाऊंगा तो यू नो अंबानी के बाद मेरा ही नाम है, ऐसा. दिस इज हाउ दे थिंक, यू नो. तो मुझे लगता था कि आई एम नो वन टू टेल एनीवन कि तुमको ये करना चाहिए नहीं करना चाहिए, मेरा काम खाली इंटरव्यू लेना. बट मैं जानबूझ के उनको ये सवाल पूछता था कि व्हाट डू यू थिंक अबाउट. I think my focus was more on the failures, because जो आप सीखोगे ना वो failures से ही सीखोगे. Success से बहुत कम सीखने को मिलता है. Failures is actually where the learning happens. So the more you fail, the better
you learn. Yeah.
Is what I see.
Correct.
Exactly. So that one common question that I used to ask everyone is what do you think about failure, and how do you react to it?
Okay.
Right or wrong doesn't matter, but what how do you look at failure?
Nice. So I think I've bagged that question already.
Okay.
So coming to the next question, I wanted to ask you, you know, as you said, there are a lot of platforms out there whom you look up to and they are your peers, but what makes the entrepreneurs of India different from these platforms? What is your unique selling point?
I think we don't focus on the celebrities only.
Right.
I think it is built for common people. Whether even if you're not a famous person, doesn't mean your story is any less inspiring. You know, मुझे मालूम है कि आप share करोगे तो शायद 200 लोग भी नहीं देखेंगे, which is okay by me. But as far as you know, it has something to share. Someone has something to learn, and it is giving you some sort of satisfaction also. कि भाई somebody could see something in us, and which is worth sharing. तो मुझे अच्छा लगता होता. आई यू सी माय व्हाट्सएप चैट, यार सो मेनी थैंक यू हैपनिंग. यू आर द मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम दे से कि यू आर द फर्स्ट पर्सन हु टुक आवर इंटरव्यू, एंड आई थिंक दिस इज व्हाट मेक्स अस अ डिफरेंट कंपनी. बिकॉज़ ओनली बिकॉज़ यू आर फेमस, ओनली देन शुड बी, ओनली इफ यू आर अमिताभ बच्चन, यू नो, तो ही आपका स्टोरी इंस्पायरिंग होगा. ऐसा नहीं है. इवन इफ यू आर डूइंग इट अ वेरी स्मॉल स्केल, देयर इज सो मच टू लर्न फ्रॉम अ कॉमन पर्सन. एंड आई थिंक And I'll stick to my roots. This is what I wanted all the time, because I think the main content is happening there.
Right. So yeah. you focus more on the stories of the common folk than maybe celebrities. As long as there is a story there and there's a learning there, it doesn't matter where it comes from.
Yeah.
So, Will, do you feel, you know, usually what happens is we do follow our passion, and that is what you've been doing. But it so happens sometimes that even when we are following our passion, there is a boring part of the task that you don't like 100%. Doing. So is there a boring part of the task that you don't like doing, and what do you do in that case?
I'll tell you if you you know, if you remember a few like 10-15 minutes ago, I said to you, the first year of my business was the best year. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. I had no money that time, but that was my best year, and I said because tab main wahi karta tha jo mujhe acha lagta.
Correct.
But in order to make it sustainable, I had to have a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in order to try out different things. क्योंकि मेरे को मालूम है आई एम अ लेजी पर्सन फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई विल ओनली इन्वेस्ट अ फ्यू मोस्ट ऑफ माय डे आई स्पेंड ऑन थिंकिंग ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड वर्ल्ड ट्राइंग टू स्टडी पीपल आई कीप अ वेरी लो प्रोफाइल आई डोंट लाइक टू डू दैट मुझे अच्छा लगता है आई लाइक टू स्टे अलोन आई हैव गुड अमाउंट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स बट उल्टा होता है मुझे कभी कभी लगता है भाई आज नहीं लेट मी सिट अलोन सो द फर्स्ट ईयर अमृता आई विल टेल यू इट वाज द बेस्ट ईयर क्योंकि मैं खुद इंटरव्यू लेता था मैं खुद राइट यू नो आर्टिकल लिखता था मैं खुद सोशल मीडिया में पोस्ट करता था मैं खुद वेरीफाई करता था मैं खुद वन टू वन बात करता था उनसे बट देन आई रियलाइज इफ आई कीप ऑन डूइंग दिस ना द मी मेकिंग डिसेंट अमाउंट ऑफ मनी सीम्स लाइक अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट थिंग टू अचीव
करेक्ट
तो अगर मुझे इसको सस्टेनेबल बनाना है इफ आई वॉन्ट टू मल्टीप्लाई दिस नहीं तो ये दो साल में बंद हो जाएगा तो मुझे लगा कि अगर मैं ऐसे करते रहूंगा ना आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू मेक एनी मनी Because अगर पैसा भी आएगा ना तो बहुत लेट आएगा तो राइट नाउ इट्स नॉट द टाइम टू एंजॉय बट टू मेक इट सस्टेनेबल बिकॉज अगर मैं एंजॉय करूंगा ना तो आई डोंट थिंक इट विल लास्ट फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम एंड एट सम पॉइंट इन लाइफ आई विल हैव टू थिंक अबाउट मेकिंग मनी ऑफ कोर्स बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाई इट हैज टू बी सस्टेनेबल सो दैट टाइम आई थॉट कि यार चलो ये इंटरव्यू देने का काम किसी को दे देते हैं राइटअप का काम किसी को दे देते हैं सोशल मीडिया का काम किसी को दे देते हैं टू पीपल हु आर मच एफिशिएंट देन मी हु आर मच फार मोर सुपीरियर देन मी who can do this particular thing much, much, much better than I can ever do. I wanted to give it to those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, then let's start building a team. So I started with content writers and I could see wonderful results. They used to write it in a much better way than I can. Aur mujhe acha laga. Fir content writer hua, then I thought of you know hiring video editors. Ki chalo video mein bhi thoda experiment karte. Then they did a good job there also. Then we had an opportunity to have you as a wonderful voiceover artist.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful work. फिर धीरे धीरे वी स्टार्टेड प्रोजेक्ट फिर हम लोग अवार्ड शो था सो वी वांटेड टू हैव सेल्स बिकॉज़ लोगों को मालूम ही नहीं अवार्ड शो है तो हाउ विल दे पार्टिसिपेट वी नीडेड टू फाइंड सम वे ऑफ टेलिंग पीपल इन अ वेरी इनोवेटिव वे द मार्केटिंग हैज टू बी रियली राइट सो वी हैड सेल्स पीपल ऐसे करते 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 वी हैव अ स्मॉल टीम ऑफ 12 पीपल टुडे देयर वी हैव जस्ट सो दे आल्सो गेट द एक्सपोजर एंड वी हैव माय सीईओ सयन सेन गुप्ता ही टेक्स केयर ऑफ मोस्ट ऑफ द ऑपरेशन All the stories that you see, you know, has been posted by him. Emails ho gaya, connecting with the entrepreneurs. That's what he does. He is also a content writer. Apart from that, we have Namrata Sharma. She's a wonderful content writer. Apart from that, we have Palak Anduja. She's another wonderful content writer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have two graphic designers. We have Pastik and we have Simran.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Shreya also. Shreya is... So I've also collaborated with another company called SG House of Media.
Okay.
Which I will come into after some time. So, aise karte karte we have that. Fir uske liye, wo company ke liye we have separate team. We have Dhanashri, we have Aditya Narayan, we have Shreya, like I told you, and we have Rishika also. So, all these people, dheere karte bante gaye. And ab mujhe acha lag raha hai ki as a CEO, my only job is to make decisions for the company.
Right.
That's all I do all the time. Ek ghante ka bhi kaam nahi hota mera din ka. But that 1 hour of work. Is backed up by a lot of research and trial and error and thinking and just so I know that we are on the right track. So, yes, it is boring. मुझे वो करने को नहीं मिल रहा है जो मुझे वो पहले ही साल में करने को मिलता था. But in order to making it sustainable, but हमने तो there's a twist to it also. ये जो magazine हम लोग चालू कर रहे हैं, this is only possible because I had a team.
Correct.
If अगर मैं सिर्फ fun का सोचता था वो पहला करता था, तो I don't think I would have started a magazine also.
Yeah,
there is that, but there is this also. It's like,
I know pros and cons. Like, even if you're passionate about something, it kind of turns into a job and a chore, but then in the end, you enjoy what you're doing, so that's all that matters.
So,
you were talking about the magazine, and it would be wonderful if you could elaborate on it and tell people what it is all about and what have you been doing so far.
Okay, so it's a business magazine, of course,
Right.
and it's a feature magazine basically. So we try to, and we have got an opportunity to have you featured on the first ever magazine that we launched. I think it was in April. It was in April. So
yeah.
That was the first magazine that we launched. April, May has been launched, and now June will launch in 28. Apart from that, Amrita has collaborated with a wonderful personality called Nirali Shah. You know, I should check it out. So we both have founded a new company called SG House of Media.
Okay.
Which is, we are launching 8 different magazines, believe it or not, of 8 different categories, and starting from July itself. So
okay.
Just to give an idea, our magazines are business magazines. It's a feature magazine. We look forward to portraying stories of entrepreneurs who have done something out of the box, or who could, people who could see the world much differently than the common people.
Yeah.
And succeeded, you know, because that's the ultimate goal. Even if you fail 99 times, it's, if you succeeded in that one time, that really counts.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this
okay.
is basically about the business magazine. And in July, we are launching the new Woman Premier series of magazines catered to women only. I think they're amazing. You know, the way they have come out of their lifestyle, and our culture was so strong that it was very difficult to even imagine that, you know, our daughters or our sisters can also do. Just 20-30 years ago, it would look like, you know, very rare thing.
Yeah.
But right now we see it as a very common thing, and I think that's our superpower. I think that's why India is growing. Because
wow.
we have the women's participation in the business and in all sectors. I think this is exactly why we are growing.
Oh wow. Congratulations on that, man. It's like a big thing now. It started with one magazine, and now you have 8 of them. So kudos to you. It's great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, well, as we discussed it, it is almost going to be 3 years now. And from your experience, what is that one learning that, you know, you remember as a talisman? Ki roz aisa jaap karte ho uska. What is that one message that you would like to give everyone?
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to give 2 of them.
Okay.
Mujhe lagta hai ye dono ko mention karna is, you know, very, very important. Just one thing, I'm just trying to process that. Isko kaise portray karna hai.
Okay.
One is, you know, the culture that you set for your company. I think it's very, very important. You know, mujhe aisa lagta hai, you know, if you see my company, they're all students, all of them, from different parts of India, with no experience at all. And the unka kaisa hai na, if they do something good, I tell them that you have done a great job. And I try to make them really, really happy. I don't tell them to do unnecessary stuff that I won't even do it myself. So unse kyun karwao, you know, the things that that lagged in my company. Or agar log mistake karte hai na, so I've never shouted in my, mere ko yaad bhi nahi ki I got angry on someone on my team. Yes, that is one of the part. Never get angry. Never ever get angry. No matter what happens, even the worst things that you can imagine that can happen to your life. Fun fact, I don't think death is the worst thing that can happen to you. But even if anything worse happens, don't get angry.
Yeah.
Because if you get angry, you already lost it. Unless you have a calm mind, you know, unless you are able to see things for the way they are. And with a calm mind only, you will be able to think, okay, if this is the situation, this should be the result. You should invest your time in thinking. You should invest your energy in thinking how to solve it rather than getting angry. So I thought, when you appreciate your team, when you give them that comfort, when you actually tell them, and when you give them the authority to decide also, nothing like that. If you think this is the right way to go ahead and do it. I will be there to support you as a team member. Do that. Galti karte ho to kabhi daatna nahi unko. Never say that, you know, they may misuse it, but koi zyada misuse karega, to you can always tell them that maybe this work is not for you. You can try in another company. That is the worst thing that can happen to them.
Correct.
But if they are performing well, and surprisingly, Amrita, I don't remember following up with my team. Maine agar team ko ek baar bola na ki aapko ye karna hai, they won't, mere ko kabhi follow up hi nahi karna padta. They will do it in the best way possible. Ek baar maine bol diya na ki haan, chalo, sir ne bola hai, humko karna hai. Aur kuch achha karenge na, to main unki itni tarif kar deta hu, isliye nahi ki tarif karni hai.
Correct.
Because they are worthy of that, you know, the appreciation. And they feel so nice, ki wo log kabhi chhod ke bhi jayenge na, if they are doing an internship. So 2 महीने के बाद बोलते कि सर हमको वापस आपके पास काम करना है. And I feel so happy. And you know, you should see the messages they type when they leave. Sir, we had a good experience in this. So मुझे भी अच्छा लगता है. And all the beautiful things that you see that our company is building is only because of my team. And I'm able to maintain that culture in the company that we're all sitting here as brothers and sisters. If you need my help, I'm always there. If I need your help, I know you're going to be always there. So I think that setting of culture is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important.
Right.
So I think that should be a priority for all the entrepreneurs.
It does make a lot of difference because, it is important to be a leader rather than a boss. Because the moment you're a boss, you feel that everyone is at your command. And the moment you give away that command and give everybody the autonomy to do what they want to do, it makes a lot of difference because we are individuals. And ab dekho bachpan se na sab log rebellion kar rahe hote hain ki nahi humko hamara identity chahiye. और सब लोग वो आइडेंटिटी छीनने की कोशिश करते हैं घर पे भी नहीं यार हमारे हिसाब से करो जॉब में भी हमारे हिसाब से करो स्कूल में भी हमारे हिसाब से करो देयर इज वन पॉइंट इन देयर लाइफ वेयर दे वांट टू एक्सप्रेस देमसेल्व्स एंड इफ यू डोंट गिव देम दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी दे विल फील कंस्ट्रिक्टेड एंड देन दे विल नॉट रिस्पेक्ट यू इफ यू ट्रीट देम विद द सेम रिस्पेक्ट एज यू वुड वांट टू बी ट्रीटेड विद देन एवरीथिंग इज फाइन
Because it happened with me when I was doing a job. Yeah.
You told
if
me
I do that. Something good, nobody would say anything.
Appreciated.
You know, not even thanks or something like that. But if you did something wrong, then three people are ready to tell you how you did it. And I thought that this is what is going wrong in most of the companies.
Yeah.
I've had a word with how many people have left jobs because they're not able to face that toxic culture.
Correct.
And I think, if you're running any company, if you have people in it, कोई ऐसा नहीं कर रहा है एक दूसरे पे यू आर पेइंग देम एंड दे आर गेटिंग दैट वर्क फॉर और एज अ एज एन एम्प्लॉयज पर्सपेक्टिव आल्सो वो आप भी कोई वो भी कोई आपका ऐसा नहीं कर रहे हैं आप उनके लिए उतना काम करके दे रहे हो तो आपको पैसा दे
करेक्ट
सो देयर इज नो फेवर गोइंग ऑन यू कैन से कि यार मैं बोलूंगा तो ऐसा ही होगा आई डोंट थिंक दैट्स द वे सो इट्स हाउ यू यू नो एंड इफ यू कैन डू इफ यू कैन क्रिएट समथिंग ब्यूटीफुल व्हाइल एंजॉयिंग इट व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम व्हाई डू यू हैव टू क्रिएट दैट unnecessary
tension.
क्यों करना है जब अच्छे से हो रहा है तो करो ना what is it called and I'm lucky that I've got a wonderful team for my company
yeah I know they are amazing people and I'm glad
and then we have you
also got such a great boss तो फर्क वो दोनों दोनों का हिसाब है मतलब दोनों दोनों वाला हिसाब है वो it's a give and take situation the boss should also be good and so I mean the employees should also be
I am as a team. मेरे को ये ego नहीं कि मैं तो company का founder हूँ. So nothing like that. I am just doing what I am supposed to do. You are just doing what you are supposed to do. Let's do it with a smile on our face and let's enjoy doing what we do. That's all. Okay. That's all I am saying. And you will see the results are going to be much much better than you can think of.
Exactly. Well, thank you for this. And coming to the last and final question, तुम तो जानते हो कि मैं क्या पूछती हूँ, as usual. So, coming to my auntie mode, beta, what does the phrase being settled mean to you?
I think personally feel कि लोग जो, it may sound wrong and it can be wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong. जो सब लोग कर रहे हैं ना, जरूरी नहीं कि तुमको भी करना है. उल्टा जो सब लोग कर रहे हैं ना वो लोग पछता भी रहे वो भी देखो ऑल माय फ्रेंड्स आर एमबीए ऑल माय फ्रेंड्स आई एम नॉट सेइंग दे आर अनहैप्पी विद देयर लाइफ दे आर डूइंग गुड फॉर देमसेल्फ आई एम रियली प्राउड ऑफ दैट बट अगर वो लोग आके कंप्लेन करते हैं कि यार मेरे लाइफ में ये प्रॉब्लम है या यू नो मेरे को ये मजा नहीं आ रहा या मेरे को ऐसा टीम मेंबर मिल गया या मेरे को इतना ही पगार मिल गया इट कैन बी एनीथिंग यू नो सो व्हाई हु इज टेलिंग यू टू डू दैट एंड अमृता समथिंग दैट आई रियली रियलाइज इन माय 3 years ऑफ जर्नी Is that आपके लाइफ में जितने भी प्रॉब्लम्स है ना मेजोरिटी ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम्स आर हैपनिंग बिकॉज ऑफ यू ओनली इधर यू आर इनवाइटिंग दोस प्रॉब्लम्स और यू आर क्रिएटिंग देम इफ यू पे इनफ अटेंशन टू ऑल द प्रॉब्लम्स दैट यू हैव नाउ यू विल सी कि द सोर्स इज यू एंड दैट इज गुड बिकॉज इफ यू आर द सोर्स यू आर टेलिंग योरसेल्फ दैट आई हैव द कंट्रोल टू सॉल्व इट ऑल्सो
करेक्ट
यू नो इफ आई से कि ये प्रॉब्लम हो गई बट उसमें मेरा कोई कंट्रोल नहीं देयर इज नथिंग आई कैन डू बट इफ आई से कि ऐसा प्रॉब्लम है एंड आई नो कि ये मेरे वजह से हुआ है और मैं क्योंकि मेरे वजह से तो मैं इसको सॉल्व भी कर सकता हूँ
करेक्ट
यू नो सो डोंट डू थिंग्स दैट एवरीबॉडी इज डूइंग मेरे क्लास में सब लोग 5-5 नोटबुक लेके आते थे मैं नहीं जाता था एंड स्टिल आई कंप्लीटेड माय ग्रेजुएशन नथिंग डिफरेंट आई एम आल्सो हैप्पी टुडे दे आर आल्सो हैप्पी टुडे
करेक्ट
बट आई वाज हैप्पी कि मैं वो टाइम पे 5-5 नोटबुक लेके नहीं जाता था यू नो सो इट्स हाउ यू लुक एट इट यू डोंट हैव टू डू एवरीथिंग दैट एवरीबॉडी इज डूइंग मेरे जॉब में व्हेन आई वाज डूइंग अ जॉब एवरीबॉडी वाज okay with their life they're still doing your job, and I hope they're very happy about it. But if you're not happy genuinely, then you don't have to pretend to be happy. It's okay. You can always find another way. Stop doing things that others are doing. Yeah. Just because everybody is doing, you have to do it. No. I think I sleep late. I am a night person. As you know, of course. We have talked do baje tak jab hum baat karte hain kitni baar. That is there. I don't mind waking up early, but if there's nothing to do early, then it's okay if I wake up a little late. और पूरा दिन काम नहीं है तो तैयार होकर क्यों बैठना है पूरा दिन? What is the point?
Correct.
मेरी टीम को भी, I will pay them full, जो भी सैलरी होगा उनको मैं पूरा सैलरी देता हूँ. भले 15 दिन काम नहीं किया होगा ना, I am okay with that. जो काम है उतना करो, you will get the, मुझे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता तुम्हें कम काम किया ज्यादा काम किया, तुमको जितना काम है उतना तुमने किया है ना.
बराबर.
एंड यू डिड इट विद अ स्माइल ऑन योर फेस, आई एम हैप्पी अबाउट इट. मैं एक तारीख होती है ना मेरा, आई एम द फर्स्ट वन टू टेल ऑल ऑफ देम, मुझे सैलरी देने में ना बड़ा खुशी होती है. मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगता है. आई डोंट नो व्हाई अदर्स फील कि अरे यार हमारे बैंक से इतना पैसा कम हो गया. मुझे अच्छा लगता है बिकॉज वो सेटिस्फेक्शन लगता है कि यार इतना अच्छा काम करके दिया. आई एम सो हैप्पी. आई डोंट मेक देम डू थिंग्स दैट अदर कंपनीज आर डूइंग फॉर देयर एम्प्लॉय बिकॉज इट जस्ट डजंट मेक एनी सेंस.
करेक्ट.
एंड यू विल सी द रिजल्ट्स विल बी फिनोमिनल बिकॉज आई एम लेजी. आई लेफ्ट दैट जॉब. I could have fixed myself here. सब लोग मेहनत कर रहे थे, चलो मेहनत ही करते हैं, you know?
बराबर.
नहीं, जरूरी नहीं है तुमको पैसा ही कमाना है ना, तुम बिना मेहनत के भी कर सकते हो. There are only one ways.
Right.
So many things we just don't look into these things.
Correct.
So, ये जो आंटी लोग बोलते हैं ना, अंकल आंटी जो भी है, जो टीचर, see, people are trying to teach you how to live a life. They themselves are not happy with their own life. How can you expect them to teach us the right way to live? So in that case, you have to discover the right way of living yourself. That's all. Don't do things that everybody else is doing. Simple as that.
Correct. So there's no right way to live. It's as long as you're happy with what you're doing, sab kuch sahi hai.
Yes. And if you're really intelligent, challenge yourself. Mujhe malum tha ki mere mein Bhagwan ne itni taqal di hai ki I will find a way to make good money.
Right.
You know, to, in order to make it sustainable. At the same time, I will enjoy the best I can. At the same time, I will make sure कि मेरे टीम में जितने भी लोग हैं वो लोग भी उतने ही खुश होंगे जितना मैं. And I'm sure we are able to achieve that very easily. And I'm able to make so many people happy with the work that my team is doing. So it's possible. Of course it's possible.
It
Why
is.
Not?
So well, yeah. Thank you, Arjun. These were all my questions. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. And well, this podcast has the same mission that, you know, it is. To bring the listeners out of their comfort zone and try out new things, because you know it's just the fear of the unknown that is stopping you. And if you just step out of your comfort zone a little bit, you might also love being unsettled. So thank you so much, Arjun, for coming and sharing your story. If you want to be featured on his page, I'm going to add all the links in the description so that you can get in touch with him or his team. And you can be featured either on the magazine or, of course, on the Instagram page. And I'm assuming there's a website as well. On the website, do you stories? Yes.
So on the entrepreneurs of India.in, we have Daily Hunt associated now. We have Google News and all these platforms. If anybody is looking forward to getting featured there, I'll be more than happy.
So there are a lot of platforms. You can get in touch with them for all the details. I'll be adding all the links. And thank you, Arjun. Thank you so much for coming on Unsettling and sharing your story.
Thank you, Amrita. Thank you for always being there. I can't imagine my company. Literally, I'm not joking. I really, really mean it. I want people to invest some time in understanding Amrita. You know, I've invested, I think, a good amount of time because we are good friends. And we talk all that time. We discuss situations and we discuss solutions and we discuss ideas. And wo khali wo call record nahi ho raha hai, so we can't share it with you all. But you should see what. See the perfectionist. He is such a perfectionist. There is so much I have learned from Amrita, and there is so much that we as a company have got from her. Amrita, thank you for being there. Thank you for being so nice to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Arjun. I think we bring the best out of each other. हम दोनों में कुछ कुछ खामियाँ हैं जो हम ऐसे पूरे करते हैं बात बात करके. और I think it's great to have Arjun also in your life, so you can have one Arjun and one Amrita in your life who can help you out with all the things. While I am a perfectionist, he finds out ways to do things easily because, as he said, he's very lazy. So you can always come with, you know, problems to him, and he's like, प्लीज ये बहुत कॉम्प्लिकेट कर रहे हो आप, हम इसका इजी सॉल्यूशन दे, सो ही डज दैट टू यू एंड इट इज ऑलवेज वंडरफुल यू नो टू हैव कम अप विद ऑल दिस कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रॉब्लम्स दैट आर देयर इन योर हेड एज ही सेड एंड इट्स नॉट देयर एनीवेयर एल्स एंड यू गो टू हिम एंड देन ही मेक्स इट वेरी सिंपल एंड वेरी शॉर्ट एंड गिव्स इट बैक टू यू. So it's always fun to be in touch with him. And if you need a friend also, you can always, you know, ping him, tell him your problems. He's always there. So yeah, it's a wonderful platform that he has created, a network, and it's just amazing. So please, please do visit the Entrepreneurs of India and please stay tuned to Unsettling. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, if you can hear this, that means you have reached the end of the episode. So like, share, subscribe, follow, stay tuned to Unsettling. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always reach out to me on my Instagram page, AmritaSukumar_Unsettling, or send me an email on podcast.unsettling.as@gmail.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.